the maestro coal miner. How are you?
I'm very good, but not as good as Missile. He's seen him just as well as me from the weekend. I like that little angle there, James. If you ever need a job as maybe a rugby league trader or something, give me a call. We're always on the lookout for some talent at Sportsbet.
That's right. The other one I did last week was with Fossey on the morning show. I said my upset for the round was the Broncos.
Oh,
I didn't think they'd go that big, but Manly, I reckon they're pretenders.
Wow. I tell you what, this is the day, boys, where Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you were so envious you're not at Magic Round, and today you're so glad you didn't go.
Yeah.
Mate, honestly, Brisbane Airport, yesterday and today, it would make one of the great reality TV programs. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
There would be like a scene from Taronga Zoo feeding Tom. Can you imagine the queues at the KFCs and the McDonald's of the world just anywhere around Brisbane town?
Yeah.
Absolute. So yeah, I had FOMO for most of the week, but I woke up this morning, you know, jumped out of bed and I thought, gee, how good was it? But just on our man, Nathan Brooks, and we know he was up there. Spies tell me, last sighted very, very late at Caxton Street, really getting in to his work. Just want to know if there's any truth behind those rumours.
No, there's 100% truth behind those rumours.
Yeah, he sounds like death today.
Yeah, 100% truth. Righto, coal miner, let's do this. We like to do this on a Monday as we look ahead to the next round. It's already round 11. It's absolutely flying. So let's do this, Gibbo.
With thanks to Sportsbet, it's time for Guess the Lines with the coal miner, Shawnee Ormerod.
Rightio, Shawnee, magic round now behind us. What have you got for us, round 11?
Let's do it. Looks like a tricky round on paper, so let's jump in. Thursday night footy, Newcastle Knights, who are now off the bottom of the ladder and have escaped the favourite tag for the wooden spoon market. So they'll be happy up there at Newcastle, taking on the Broncos. Obviously, as you said, James, I don't think anyone really saw that result, but a huge win to them on the weekend. How does this one play out Thursday night?
I reckon Broncos again. I reckon they go big here too. Newcastle, they're no good. That game against the Bulldogs was just, that's got to go down as one of the worst games of the year, just all round. Stinker.
They've only let 3 tries in their last 3 games, the Broncos. 4 of the last 5. The Knights have won, though. By the way, Tony says, I'm still waiting on the line, boys. Tane, we've got your details, mate. You can jump off. We'll be in touch for Friday. What was the number you settled on? How much start do the Knights need in this game, do you think?
Oh, I reckon 14 and a half.
14 and a half. See, I reckon I'm way off here, but I've got it set at much closer, the Knights plus 4.
Yeah, it's 6.5, but I'm loving these views from the Missile. I love when you really just make a stand and put your you-know-whats on the line.
Yeah.
As I said, very, very tricky game. Broncos off, you know, on a flyer, obviously, on the weekend. How good's A-Ray going at the moment? He's probably the form player of the whole comp.
Yeah.
Let alone just halves. All right, we go. Now, what about the crystal ball down there at NRL HQ? It's doing some wonders. So they found the correct time slot Knights last week.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, have they found it again. West Tigers taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs, who, oh, they're the coach. What's betting?
I got my tickets to this one. I'll be up on the hill at Leichhardt. 6 p.m. It's predicted rain as well. Standing on the hill at Leichhardt in the rain. I won't be wearing any Bulldogs paraphernalia, though, I can tell you that.
What do you need to see for a start here? How much do the Dogs get?
Not much, I reckon. Maybe 2.5-ish. Like, they're both in, you know, not great form. So I don't think the Bulldogs need much. You know the bounce back factor?
Yeah.
When a coach gets sacked, they bounce back for that first week.
Right,
that's what I'm hoping for.
You can't blame the coach anymore. Now it's about you. You're the common denominator. So, look, I've got the Bulldogs 3.5, Shawnee.
Toss of the coin, boys. $1.90. Take your pick. We haven't even bothered trying to work this one out, so we're just going to let the punters tell us if we've got it wrong or if we've got it right. All right, we go to Friday night, the later game. This looks to be a cracker on paper. Hopefully, it can live up to expectations. Parramatta take on the Manly Seagulls.
Stack of outs or doubts around a lot of players for the Seagulls. So I've got the Seagulls needing 10.
Yeah, I think they might need even a little bit more than that. I'd say 12.
Yeah, it's only 7.5. I think that's probably going to move one way or the other once we see some team lists tomorrow. Yeah, Tommy didn't look too good on that knee. They're trying to say it's a cork, not too sure how much I believe of that. All right, first of the triple header on Saturday, Dragons taking on the Warriors. Another one, a bit of a good luck game this.
Yeah, this is really hard. I know they've come home late, but they were sort of, the shackles were off and, they're hard to catch. I've got the Warriors needing 4, Sean.
Yeah, I reckon Warriors.
What do you reckon?
Warriors 2.5, a little bit closer.
Yeah, it's only 3.5, so you're both sort of on the spot there. It's a tough one, Shug. This is where, just looking at the final scoreline, you can fall into a bit of a trap, because they were really, really ordinary, certainly in that first half. I think that's not enough. I'll be on the Dragons early in that one. Hopefully the weather's okay on Saturday. All right, say it every week when I talk about the Cowboys. Got them so wrong at the start of the year, and here they are. What are they getting, or are they giving, against the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, well, I like how you said that, because Pappenhausen out, Remus Smith's still out, Nelson will be out, Hughes question mark. They snuck home 20-16 last year, ironically, without Papp. I've actually got the Cowboys, assuming Hughes is not playing, which is probably a pretty ordinary assumption because he may be a big chance of playing, but if he's not playing, I've got the Cowboys starting favourites.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big call. Wow. I mean, I guess it hinders on Hughes a little bit, but based off the fact the Cowboys haven't faced any big teams yet, I'm going to say Melbourne is favourites and the Cowboys getting +4 start.
5.5 they're getting, Missile. So you're on the mark there. It's going to be fascinating to see. I kind of want to see Hughes sort of turn up and let the Cowboys have their real chance at facing some quality opposition, which, as you said, they haven't really done it, but I've said it a couple of weeks ago, and it's one of the great cliches. You can only beat who's in front of you. All right, Roosters, they had a great win on the weekend, obviously. Are we backing them again? What do they get against Penrith on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, Radley will be out. Verrills will be out. Roosters +9 for me. Missile?
Oh, not that big for mine. Roosters +6.5.
Yeah, it's 9.5. Going to be fascinating to see how they can. Their trouble this year, the Roosters, has been consistency. So, big scalp on the weekend. It doesn't get any bigger than facing
Where was that game at?
It's a Roosters home game, so I'm assuming it's at the SCG. I don't have the draw in front, but keep that in mind.
Yep.
Yeah, they do go okay there. So, Saturday night as well. Conditions may be a bit slippery. Might be on the Chooks again there. All right, Super Sunday now. Just the two games this week. The Rabbitohs taking on the Raiders.
Yeah, this game in Dubbo, and Jack Whiten is back. So that's a big in on the back of a win. So for me, I've only got the Raiders getting 2.5. I imagine the market will be bigger, but for me, it's 2.5.
Yeah, I'd go bigger than that. I'd say 7.5.
Yeah, it's 4.5, somewhere in the middle of you two. It's going to be, again, I can't really, I can't really work that game out nice and early. Whiten, huge in, and a massive win for them on the weekend, but geez, the Sharkies were very, very flat. All right, we bring home the last game of round 11. Gold Coast Titans taking on that team, the Sharkies, who were disappointed on the weekend. This one's on the Gold Coast.
Big caveat here, Shawnee boy. I've gone the Titans +9, which I know is going to be too big, but that's on the proviso they put Hines back in the 7 jumper. How do you see this going?
Yeah, again, interesting one as to what they do with Hines, but I'd say Titans short line for mine, +2.5.
6.5 is what it is. We sort of alluded to it on our podcast last week, Shug. It's going to be, how that move for Hines to back into the number one jersey, which had the rub of the green when he did it at the Melbourne Storm, but a completely different scenario, and it probably backfired a little bit. So a big call to make at the selection table tomorrow down there at Cronulla, that's for sure.
What does Coach Ormerod do?
Well, I wanted him to stay with the number 7 jersey on his back last week.
Yep.
I thought it was the wrong move, to put him back to fullback. So that idea sort of been franked. I know it's only one game, but they just look so out of whack without him touching the ball as often as he does in that 7 jersey. So I think they'll probably move him back there, swallow their pride and move him back.
So who's your fullback? Do you go Connor Tracy? Do you go Moylan? What do you do there?
Tracy's probably the obvious one, is he? I don't think it really matters. You need your Rolls-Royce in the 7, touching the ball as much as possible. We saw how he started the year. I don't know why you'd go and really tinker with that too much.
Shawnee, before you go, mate, any early bets that you see based on the market?
No, I'm a big believer in waiting to see what teams are named. So I'm going to just keep my powder dry until tomorrow, Arvo. But just quickly, it's election week, boys, so I've got to touch on it very briefly.
Yeah.
Big, big move for Labor. They hit the shortest price they've ever been on the weekend. They got it into $1.25, just a slight little edge out back the coalition's way, but it's $1.28 Labor, the coalition $4. Going to be fascinating to see what the market does as we approach Saturday for the big election day.
Are you guys going to do any early payouts this time around, or have you learnt your lesson?
Nah, Missile, I'm still scrubbing the egg off my face from 3 years ago. That won't be happening again.
Nah, very good. Cole Warner, outstanding as usual. Your mail's been airborne, very much calibrated. You've seen them well, which is fantastic. Just like our man, the Missile. We'll chat tomorrow.
All right, boys, chat soon.